Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Well, here we are once again on Catholic Vitamins. It's episode number
401.
We celebrated our anniversary, so to speak, last show, last week. It was kind of nice to just reminisce for a while, Dee. It was.
It was, and I think a few people liked that, too.
Yeah. We took a vitamin G glance backwards at 399 episodes and kind of shared some of our thoughts about the guests that we have had, the music we've played.
And we replayed a lot of music from those guests we had.
Yeah, we did. We'll pick somebody today for this show. Dear, this is episode 401 on the World Wide Web.
And episode 47 for KPIH 98.9 FM.
Rim Catholic Radio Station. Yes, thank you, Dee. Thank you for that. Our guest is Kendra Von Esch, an evangelist, a speaker, an author, and someone that I enjoyed spending time with. And we're going to find out what she's all about when we get to our guest segment. Dee, the vitamin. You're not going to pronounce
it. I'm pointing to it.
Vitamin H for huzzah. Huzzah. We had people that took a guess. One person said...
What? We had somebody who guessed it correctly.
Did we?
Yes. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Somebody thought it was hurrah, which would have been...
That's a good guess.
A good guess. And we had somebody who guessed correctly. Dee is reminding me. So what's the word huzzah? Huzzah. Well, I have just called up the dictionary on my screen.
I wonder if that person did this.
I don't know. So the word huzzah, the word huzzah means to express approval or delight. And then a secondary meaning is hurrah. So,
well, technically they weren't too far off. Huh?
No, they weren't. But the vitamin is huzzah. And the reason that I chose that as the vitamin is that I wanted to express approval or delight in our new meeting of Kendra Von Esch. She was a joy to spend time with. We'll get to all of that in a little bit. Dee?
So we were going to start out by talking about the fact that our pastor was on retreat, priest retreat, all this past week.
He was. And what that meant was that we had to have a fill-in priest. And Father Joseph Vieira, the pastor of Holy Nativity Parish.
And a former guest on Catholic Vitamins.
Yes, yes, thank you for that. He filled in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it was sort of nice having a different voice of prayer leadership, and mass leadership in our parish. Then you and I went to mass together. What day did we go together? Maybe we didn't. I think I went twice at Holy Nativity.
I don't think I did this past week.
Yeah, I know. Normally, you've been able to join me for at least one of the masses.
Over at his church.
Yeah. And the thing that I would say, dear friends, is if you happen to be in Payson, or if you want to come visit and have breakfast with Deacon Tom and Dee, we would love to do that with you. We could meet after attending Mass during the week at Holy Nativity. The midday Mass, noon, is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then he has a 10 a.m. Mass on Wednesday. And the reason I'm mentioning this is it's very, very intimate and small.
It is, yes.
The attendance is usually in the range of 6 people, 8 people, 12 people, and it's really, really good to go to an intimate Mass like this. Father always has an interesting, challenging homily. This is Father Vieira that we're talking about. And
I like his homilies. And the first two days that he celebrated Mass at our parish this week, he didn't do the homily.
That's right.
He
the Deacon Will did the homilies Monday and Wednesday.
And I thought, gosh, wonder why Father Bear is not going to do a homily while he's over here. Well, then come Friday morning, he did.
Yeah.
So, also, I was going to say that I remember now why I did wasn't with you this past week. You went over there on Tuesday, and I was hiking that morning. I didn't get back in time.
Okay.
And then Friday, you went again, and I was down in the valley.
I think it was Thursday, wasn't it?
I thought it was Friday.
Oh, okay, whatever. And I shouldn't be prattling about that.
Maybe I'm wrong.
All right. So at any rate, I went to Mass twice at Holy Nativity. For our listeners in Payson, it's a small and intimate and beautiful Mass, but we also have morning Mass at St. Philip the Apostle on St. Philip Street, and those Masses are at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday morning Mass at 9 a.m. So there's a kind of a regular group that gathers at both churches, and we enjoy daily Mass when we can, which is pretty much all the time, except when Dee is hiking. Yeah. I think we were going to say a little bit about the beauty of the Mass over at Holy Nativity. I mentioned, that it's small and intimate, but another thing that makes it beautiful is he does an hour of adoration, open adoration, before each Mass, Father Vieira does. And not only adoration, but he also offers confession. For a full,
I know he did confessions before, but I think he just started the adoration just a week or two ago, didn't he?
A couple weeks ago, yeah. Well, dear friends, that's sort of prattle. It happened to be a little bit local in nature. We'll have some other things we're going to share as we come back.
We are a young and diverse generation, helping those in need and promoting human rights. We care for the environment. We embrace authentic witnesses and dream of a better world. Our passion comes from God, who loves us even when we fall and cheers on our victories. If you sometimes wonder, is there something more? Then come and see at CatholicsComeHome.com.
Well, Dee, a young and diverse generation, does that sound like they're talking about us?
Not around us, no.
Well, I feel young at heart, Dee.
I do too.
I take Catholic vitamins, and I'm not going to be down in the dumps. I'm going to be positive. Speaking of,
I just wish my body would keep up with my mind.
A letter for me.
I guess that means we have mail.
We do. We did pick up some mail this week since our last show. Cindy Ellis in Washington sent us a nice email. She said, I just finished listening to the beautiful podcast number 400. Congratulations on a job well done. I've been swamped lately, so I've often gotten behind in listening to Catholic Vitamins. But when I saw this one pop up, I knew I had to listen. Well, thank you. Bless you, Cindy. That's very nice. What an amazing journey you've been on, and there seems to be no stopping you now. Well, I don't know about that. I'm going to connect to the local radio station. That means the streaming that we're doing. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you're new to Catholic Vitamins, we are now streaming our local radio station on the web. The address is ic1.christiannetcast.com/kpih-fm. And if you connect your browser to that, you can listen to our sort of small station here in North Central Arizona. Cindy continued, thank you for the mention on your show. So sweet that you remembered us. Ken is fast approaching his second anniversary as a deacon in just a few days. He's extremely busy in our parish and has started teaching fourth grade religion.
And high schoolers.
And high schoolers, yeah. Gosh. Well, he is busy, and I sure understand that. Those things have happened to me from time to time. I really get swamped. Dee has been very good about putting up with that.
She says I see him occasionally. Yeah, I can relate, Cindy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. God bless you both for the amazing ministry that you share. Final words from Cindy in Washington.
And we heard from another longtime listener that we haven't heard from in a long time.
A longtime listener we haven't heard to in a long time.
That didn't sound right, did it?
Well, whatever. All right.
Anyhow, hi, Deacon Tom and Dee. I just listened to your latest episode, 400. Congratulations on reaching this milestone. My, how the time flies. I've been listening to you since your first episode.
Can't believe it.
I know. Goodness. Back when I lived in North Carolina, I remember that. Since then, I moved to Kansas City, and last year I moved to Washington State. My current employer has me going to Arizona from time to time, so maybe someday I'll get a chance to pass through Payson and thank you in person for all that you do.
That'd be neat.
I probably only sent you feedback a couple times before, since I usually listen to you in my car, and I'll forget to send feedback by the time I get settled in at work or home.
I sure understand that.
But I just wanted to say thanks for your great podcast, and I hope there will be at least 400 more to come. Oh, I don't know about that, Jerry. Yeah. Also, I'll hazard a guess at next week's vitamin. The first word I thought of was health, but I think you've already done that as a vitamin. So I'll guess hurrah, or huzzah.
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 Huzzah. Huzzah. Yeah, excited.
So he got it right. I couldn't believe it. Both shouts of joy and praise, which seem appropriate for you reaching 400 episodes.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks again, Jeremy in Washington.
All right. Well, thanks very much for that feedback. And we had a lot of likes and heart throbs on Facebook for Friends of Catholic Vitamins. We appreciate your supported feedback and keep your prayers up for us. We pray regularly for you.
I was especially happy when I saw Jeremy's feedback. We don't hear from somebody for a long, long time, and then all of a sudden find out that they're still there, they're still listening. It's great to hear.
Amen. All right, Tom and Dee will be back. It's a lovely traditional old hymn. I enjoy that a lot. And it reminds us, Dee, that October is the month of the Holy Rosary. And our parishioners, some of them gathered this morning for a Fatima Rosary. And I think they did all four decades.
Mm-hmm.
And that was before Mass this morning.
That's why they started earlier, I think.
Yeah. And I've been trying every day so far, knock on holy wood. I've been able to do a rosary each day this month of the rosary, and we remind our listeners to do the same. Dee, we're soon ready to bring our new friend, Kendra von Esch, in to share on our show. But speaking of friends, just for a sidebar and a tiny bit more prattle, we were invited out to breakfast this morning after Mass by some friends of ours, Bill and Sue Higdon. They've been just great friends. We don't see them often enough. And they've been good supporters for Catholic radio in our community. But you were laughing a lot at breakfast this morning as Bill talked about some of the crazy things he used to. He's a real teaser, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He talked about things that he used to do. He put a whoopee cushion sort of thing underneath somebody's cushion seat in the choir. And every so often he would make the thing go up a little bit.
Let's say that it's not the choir here at our parish.
No.
This was back in Oklahoma where they lived before.
No, it was before he became a Catholic, so... he just had some great stories.
His stories were reminding me of some of the orneriness you used to do.
No, wait a minute. We're not doing confession here. Dear friends, we're happy and pleased to bring you Catholic Vitamins, trying to nourish your faith, hoping to nourish your faith from A to Z, and next our time with our special guest. Well, as we begin our 401st episode of Catholic Vitamins, we're still joyous from our celebration of our 400th anniversary on our last show, and we're spending time today with German nobility, ladies and gentlemen, listeners. We must pay attention. Today we're with Kendra von Esch, a speaker and a consultant, an author, and somebody that I've been waiting 2 weeks to be able to get together with. So, Kendra, welcome to Catholic Vitamins.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome, for sure. Well, I will have to admit that, you know, in my research to get ready for today, I found out that you've been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, Relevant News. I saw a quote by Father Rocky, who's the CEO of Relevant Radio. That's the network that we have for our Catholic radio station in our community. And I had not met you before, either in my earbuds or the way that we are today. So I'm really glad that we're able to do this. And you will be on our Worldwide Web podcast, but you'll also be on our local radio station, which, as I said, carries Relevant Radio. Father Rocky said that you overflow with enthusiasm and passion. So what a great way for us to start our next segment of doing Catholic Vitamins. Kendra, when you were young and like being pushed on a swing, where were you living, and what was your family of origin like?
So I was in, and still am, in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. I've been born and raised here. So haven't left despite the weather. A lot of people are like, I still can't believe you live there. A lot of people migrated down to Arizona where you are. So I know I have a lot of transplants from Chicago down there. But so hi to everyone in the Arizona area. But I would have to say, pushing on a swing as I was a kid, I really was shuttled to and from CCD from a faith / religious perspective. My parents were Catholic. All three of us, my two brothers and I, were going to CCD and received our sacraments up through confirmation. But I didn't really learn anything, and we weren't practicing the faith, so we weren't going to Mass on Sunday. And we were creasters, you know, those Christmas Easter goers, the ones that take all the people's seats on those big days. I had no idea about the sacraments. I had no idea that that was the real presence of God in Mass. So fast forward to my teen years, same thing. And then I'm confirmed. I go off kind of, and now I'm not even going to Christmas Easter Mass. I am living the secular culture for sure. I bought it hook, line, and sinker. I wanted to climb that corporate ladder, get a prestigious job. I was my job. I really felt like it defined me for so much of my life. So for the past two decades, I've been an executive in corporate America, a technology leader. And I thought, you know what? I must be living the dream. You know, this must be what happiness and success is, because this is, you know, what the culture tells me I should be striving for. I focus on my career, and I, you know, have all this stress and all this anxiety and all this pressure in this world of corporate America. And I've got to be honest, I thought, okay, well, hey, this is just the way it is. Who said life was easy? You know, like, it shouldn't be lollipops and rainbows. And, you know, I shouldn't complain. I've got a great job. Financially, I didn't worry. I was by no means rich, but I will say that, you know, we had a very comfortable financial lifestyle. And, you know, at the end of it all, I didn't need God. What do I, especially that Catholic faith, right? Because of all those rules. And quite frankly, I don't think I agree with a lot of the teachings of what I know of the faith, because like I said, I really wasn't catechized, even though I was confirmed. So I just lived for the past 25 years up until the age of 42, not practicing really anything, belief in Jesus, but having that one-way prayer life, no real relationship. You know, I was one-way asking trained, you know, like, Lord, can you please help me pass this test at college? And Lord, will you please help me keep this job when I got into my career? And just keep praying for people who were sick and that type of stuff, but no real relationship.
Okay, so you kind of zoomed over teen years. Any rebellion to speak of, or any things that...
any good... so I would say in my teen years, I, you know, was a pretty normal kid. I was a cheerleader, but I was the first one to drink, and I was the first one to probably have a cigarette. I was the first one to kind of step out in like junior year, even though, again, we were cheerleaders and we weren't supposed to be doing that. We all started partying. And then in college, the typical college life, you know, drinking a lot and making stupid decisions, as happens when you're drinking a lot. So nothing that was, you know, ridiculously scandalous. You know, I didn't rebel against my parents. I will say I snuck out once, and I think that changed my life. I snuck out, and my parents were sitting in the family room when I came back into the house at 4 a.m. in the morning.
My.
And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And so they said, hey, listen, you know, that never happens again. So I pivoted, and I got rid of that friend that I was hanging out with. That was a pretty pivotal moment, but that was, you know, I guess that was rebellious, right? Sneaking out of the house.
Sure.
Is that rebellious?
Let's pick up a little bit about where marriage entered your life.
Yeah, so I was married. I'm divorced, and I got an annulment. So I was married Catholic the first time to my high school sweetheart. Fantastic man. Still, you know, keep in contact with him because my goddaughter is, you know, part of the family and stuff. So I do still see him and his parents and sisters or brothers and their wives and all that fun stuff. So, but we did, you know, get a divorce, and my husband at the time filed for an annulment because I could care less, right? I was like, yeah, go do what you got to do. And so I signed papers way before I considered my, you know, husband now, who we got married in the Catholic Church. And it was easy to do because I had my annulment already done like 2 or 3 years before I was even thinking about faith. I mean, this was like, you know, I signed papers not really even caring because I'm like, oh, I'm probably never going to get married again, even though I was, you know, seeing Jeff at the time. I was just not, I did not capture faith. I didn't realize, you know, how important the sacrament of marriage is in the Catholic Church and all of that stuff. But it was great because the annulment was done when the time came, and I wanted, you know, it was all processed and signed when I wanted to get married. And so my husband today, both of us are married in the Catholic Church, but sad to say he's not practicing, unfortunately.
So, you know, the path that you've laid out so far in the minutes that we've had together, you use the word creaster. We smilingly refer to them as Pace Catholics sometimes, Palms, Ashes, Christmas, and Easter. Where did things begin to change? How did they begin to change for you, Kendra?
You know, I had a pivotal moment in 2013. My dad went into the hospital, or he was getting some tests taken so he could get knee replacement surgery. He's about 70 years old at this time. And they said, you know what, you're not leaving. You're going in for a quadruple bypass surgery because he had so many arteries that were like, you know, 90% blocked. So they said, you're going in tomorrow. And so in this 15-hour period of time, I never prayed so much, probably more than I had in my entire life combined, so that my dad could come out of this surgery recover quickly because he's a very active guy, still coaches hockey. He, you know, has a zest for life. So everything was fantastic. His surgery went well. His recovery was fast. And you would have thought that maybe that was what brought me back to the church. But no, I didn't even thank God for that. It's pretty sad. I remember praying so much, but then never going back. And, you know, I was one of the lepers that, you know, did not go back and thank Jesus. I just went on with my life. As a matter of fact, I looked at my husband and I said, okay, we're packing an extra 20 pounds on us, honey. We are going to cleanse. We're going to do this diet that I saw, you know, only, you know, organic free-range chicken, some organic vegetables, and then nothing else. And then we'll take all this liver cleansing stuff. I don't know how he, you know, I got him to agree to do that, but I did. And it was in this diet book, there was a pie chart in there, and there were little segments of your life. And one of those pieces of the pie said spirituality. And it kind of hit me hard because I said, wow, like I've got nothing going on in this piece of the pie. So I thought, okay, I'm cleansing my body. I might as well go cleanse my soul. And I said, all right, I'll go back to church. But I'm not going to go back to that Catholic church because, you know, I don't really want to change my life. I just, you know, want to sleep in on Sunday, you know, confess my sins in my bed, you know, go take the easy way out, you know, because I know there's all these rules in the Catholic Church. And I don't think I agree with a lot of them either. And I'm, you know, not even sure what the Catholic faith is all about. And then the night before I'm going to go to Mass, and oh, by the way, it's Easter in 2013. My mom's boyfriend challenges me, why aren't you going to the Catholic Church? Ironically, from a guy who isn't going to church at all and went to Catholic school and all of that kind of stuff. And I said, I don't know. I just think I would be a total hypocrite going there. And he said, well, but you're Catholic. And for some reason, I just pulled out my smartphone, Googled the closest Catholic church, and changed my mind and decided I was going to go to the Catholic Church.
Who was
and
that?
And that's
who
when everything it? Changed for me.
Who was it that did that challenge to you?
It was my mom's boyfriend. And it's, you know, he's a great guy. He's been in our lives forever. Almost like, you know, my second dad, if you will. And, you know, it wasn't like a really like demanding challenge. It was just like, well, why wouldn't you go to the Catholic Church? You're Catholic, you know? And I said, well, you know, I don't really know if I really believe in it. So, but I did. And I never looked back. And guess what? The following Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, which I had no idea what that even was, I went to confession my second Sunday in the church. Mm. I went to confession after 26 years. Talk about a Divine Mercy Sunday miracle, you know, for me, I think. That was the pivotal moment that my life changed. That sacrament, I floated out of that church after that confession. Wow.
How beautiful.
The graces that came shortly thereafter were awesome.
How beautiful. What was it about the Easter Vigil Mass or the Easter Day Mass that touched you so much?
You know, it was kind of funny. I went in there. I felt like a total fish out of water. I hadn't been in so long. And when I did go, I wasn't paying any attention. I never followed along in the missal. I never read the Bible. I would just like look for a kid to entertain me because I was like, this is the longest 45 minutes to an hour of my life. Let's get this over with, you know, and I would just watch people if they were kneeling or standing. I had no clue. And of course, I would get in line with everyone else and receive Holy Communion, not knowing that it was the real presence of God in a state of mortal sin for years, you know, the years that I went. So what changed for me that first day was I was in the back row on Sunday, Easter. I had no idea what I was doing. I went and received communion, but in the beginning of Mass, you know, and I condemn myself, by the way, which I did not know. I plead ignorance in that aspect. But that day at Mass, the priest says up at the front, you know, peace be with you. And I'm at the back pew and I'm like, and also with you. And everybody else, of course, is singing with your spirit. And I was mortified. I thought, when did they change that? You know, like it was obviously forever ago, but I had been there. And so the Holy Spirit put this like thirst in me, this unquenchable thirst to figure out what is this Catholic thing all about, you know? So I Googled on Monday what people were saying after peace be with you, if it wasn't and also with you, because I'm not going back to Mass without knowing what the response is. And then that's when I looked at the Mass itself and I realized, what is this Eucharist thing? And then I looked up some Eucharistic miracles and I realized, oh my gosh, I condemned myself. I'm not in a state of grace. Mortal sins on my soul. Boom, Divine Mercy Sunday confession. And that was when the Holy Spirit just took over and I couldn't get enough. I was like addicted to Catholic radio and I was researching all of this stuff about the Catholic faith. And the more I found, the more I realized it was the truth, even if I wanted to admit it or not, or wanted to change or not. And the transformation and the graces that I've received from God, you know, on this short 5.5-year journey have been supernatural. And that is why I left my executive career to help everybody deepen a relationship with God or find a relationship with God and the beautiful sacraments of our faith.
Praise God.
Because it's amazing.
Praise God. Boy, this is beautiful.
Praise God, yes.
It makes me very tender. Before we get into what you're doing these days, let me just back up for a moment. Without anything of a specific nature inferred, do you remember what the priest was like when you went to confession on Divine Mercy weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I think it's safe to, let me just say, I was not going to go to confession. Here's what happened. This was the change also. You remember when you asked me about what happened in the first Sunday that I went to Mass? Well, right at the end, it's a, you know, I'm ready to get the heck out of there, you know, because it's still in my head that this is the most boring thing ever because I still don't know what it is. The priest says, okay, announcements. Divine Mercy Sunday will have confession after the 2 o'clock Mass. And I said, wow, confession. And then I kind of tried to do the math on my fingers, like, how long has it been since I've been to confession? And that was the first time I really kind of thought about my mortality. Like, okay, if I believe even like a half of a half of a half of a mustard seed of this Catholic faith, I will go to hell if I die right now. I mean, no question. I've got mortal sins on my soul. I haven't been to confession. But it wasn't like, boom, I decided to go. I actually just thought about it and then got in the car and went home and felt a little lighter, you know, just something about being in Mass and all of that was felt good, you know, it wasn't so bad. And then, you know, when I found out I condemned myself and all that kind of stuff. But no, I went to Mass the following Sunday and then golfed with my husband in the afternoon. And my neck started hurting because there was so much anxiety at my office and my job because we were merging three companies. So I wasn't sure I was going to have a job, you know, and I had like my shoulders like were up around my ears. I had so much stress going on in my neck. So I don't know, we're a couple holes into golf and I look at him and said, babe, I cannot play anymore. Neck hurts so bad. I just need to go home and lay down. So I left, went home, laid down. And then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit says to me, and at this time, I don't even know what the Holy Spirit is. I'm laying down and I know now looking back and I hear confession at 2 o'clock after Mass. And I roll over, it's 1 o'clock. I, you know, barely move my head to see the clock. And I said, well, I can still make it, you know, it's only a half hour away. And so I pull out a piece of paper and I write down everything and I fill up 2 sides of an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper of all the things I can write down. I had no idea about the examination of conscience process, right? I just kind of just wrote, folded up the paper, put it in my, and so I come into the confessional and I I kind of make a joke of it. Here's just me and my personality, right? I'm like, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Get this. It's been about 26 years since my last confession. You know, like I'm some sort of comedian in there, you know, trying to lighten the fact that, holy cow, it's been a long time since I've been here. And he responds, honestly, with the most beautiful welcome home. And I lost it. I was a blubbering idiot. I just, like, it was the most beautiful, calm, welcome home that I've ever heard in my life. And I just, I couldn't get it together. I was bawling like a baby. Oh, it was beautiful.
Tender, just listening to this. Tender, you know, you started our time together by saying something about us in Arizona, where our program originates. But those who've been listening for a while have heard us talk about listeners that we have from time to time in Poland or Italy, or one frequent listener who is in an eye surgeon who's in Saudi Arabia, and how important it is that God may have someone who wants to hear the words that you've just shared. How beautiful, how absolutely beautiful and tender. And so a good confession made just before the hour of divine mercy at 3 p.m. And so your life begins to change. Excuse me, losing my grip here at being tender from what you've shared. So what's your journey been like? What's your journey been like since then?
Yeah, so I find my first, I'll sum up the 5.5 years in a nutshell, and I'll make it quick. So the first couple of years, it was, well, after, again, my confession. So let me just say to all of your listeners who have not been to that beautiful sacrament in a while, especially if you have mortal sins on your soul, I cannot explain the way that I felt when I came out of there. And I honestly think I must have been in there like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. I have no idea. Like I said, I was a blubbering idiot. I could not hold it together. You know, I definitely lost it. And I came out of there floating. I felt like I was hovering over the top of the huge peaked ceiling within the church, just looking down at me walking out of there. All I know is there was a line of people outside the church. So don't fear, you know, going in there. That's what it's for. And you walk out just feeling like an incredibly clean chalkboard. Remember back in the day, and I know you know what I'm talking about. There might be some millennials that may never have seen a chalkboard, but do you remember when you use the wet eraser and the chalkboard would just be so pristine? You know, it's like coming out that clean. I guess I can equate it today's day and age by taking a dry eraser and using the wet spray, like the Windex or whatever, and cleaning all the little dust particles off. It's amazing how you just know, okay, I'm clean from here. Like, I got a whole new start. It was, I say everybody must go. It was amazing. So anyway, so 2 years, I just researched a lot about the faith and challenged a lot of the beliefs that I did not agree with. And if I was really honest, and with what I read from saints and the catechism and learned in homilies and the Bible, and I don't know. Again, this was the Holy Spirit just kept this thirst for knowledge. And then I come in and I'm, you know, trying to now deepen my relationship with God. My prayer life is so different. I spend a lot of time in reflection and reading scripture. I go to daily mass now. I go from nothing to I need the Eucharist every day. I go to confession maybe once a week to every other week. It's just such an amazing sacrament. And the two go hand in hand. You know, I want to be in as much grace as possible when I receive Him. So, and I now know what mass is, and it's so fundamentally different over the past couple of years. And now, with all of the problems that we're having in the church, I have more zeal to fight for our beautiful truth. I mean, the church is true. People are not, you know, infallible. They make mistakes. They're sinners. We're all sinners, right? So sure. You can't, you know, the church is true. So people are, you know, the problem, and we're cleaning and going to be even stronger after we get through all of this. I truly believe that this is Our Lady, you know, cleansing her church.
Well, listeners to Catholic Vitamins, whether in Arizona or other parts of the world, if you've been touched by the sharing that Kendra Von Esch has done so far in our show, she's written a book which is called Am I Catholic? And she recounts the struggles and triumphs, the little God-inspired incidences that have paved her way from the back pew to maybe a little closer to the front in the church. And you can tell that she now has a dynamic personal relationship with the Lord God. I looked at a couple reader comments. The book spoke to me deeply. Through Kendra's journey, I've been taken to a deep soul-searching place regarding my faith. The book is not preachy or judgmental, and it's a really good read. And where's your book available, Kendra?
The best place, it's in all versions on Amazon. So you can have a hardcover, a paperback, the ebook, like through Kindle, or an audio book from Audible. And that's also available all just on Amazon. You can just Google the name Am I Catholic or Kendra Von Esch, and it'll come up that way. And the book is actually narrated by me. After 734 times of recording that thing, I finally I've finished it. Oh my gosh, talk about a humbling thing is, you know, recording yourself reading your book, and you're, you know, more than critical on it. And I was underneath a makeshift studio that I made with like an umbrella from the outside, you know, your big umbrellas over your, you know, picnic tables. And I had a comforter, and I would have to crawl in there and try to have as much soundproofing as I could. It was so funny. But anyway, there's an audio book out there for those people who don't like to read or don't have time, are commuting, and the easiest way is through an audio book.
We've never done this on Catholic Vitamins. We get an awful lot of free books from publishers and from authors. I'm so touched by the journey story that we've heard today that if you'd like a good, you know, hardcover or a softcover read, Catholic Vitamins will be happy to get one for one of our listeners if you will send an entry into catholicvitamins@gmail.com. Just give us your name and contact information. And D, my dear wife, will open a basket. We'll put some names in it. We'll run this for about 3 weeks, and we'll pull a winner. And if you your name is drawn, we'll send you a copy of Am I Catholic? By Kendra Von Esch. What are you doing for work these days, or travel, or talking?
So I am, I've been blessed. Praise be to God. Seriously, this is, again, His glory, not about me. I promise, Lord, and I pray for a pure heart every single day, and to surrender to His will and stop my head from speaking over His voice. So making sure that I take that time in silence, which we all, you know, I hated in the beginning of my journey, and now I love it. So all that being said is I left my executive career, and I'm now speaking. Of course, I wrote my book, but I'm working on some other things as well. So as I'm getting out and I'm speaking to parishes, or I'm speaking to women's groups, I'm leading women's half-day sort of reflection and retreats where I speak in two parts, because what happens is when I share my story and then at the end I say, and when I say my prayer life has changed, I truly mean that my entire existence on how I live my life, centered on God. So every morning I wake up, I read scripture, I reflect, I meditate, I pray the rosary, I read some other reflections or videos through USCCB's site or Bishop Robert Barron. They're always, you know, enlightening me. Anyway, at the end of the day, I am now fully prepared to go to Mass, and then I celebrate Mass, and then my day starts. And when I go speak, which is really my passion, I love connecting with all of the people. You know, at the pulpit talks, I'll go the previous weekend or a few days before the event to introduce myself and say, come on, my big thing is try to bring somebody who's like me, who is, you know, totally, you know, not, doesn't have any kind of relationship with God. I promise you that you plant that seed and bring that person, I'll water it. And so will all the other people that are there. I mean, it's really all about building a community and helping the priests who, you know, say, hey, it's tough. Not a lot of people have a lot of time to come to events. So it's even better when you can have a good story to share and give hope to the people who are praying all the time for their kids, because I feel and I thank every single time I speak to a group of, you know, faith-based people that are actually practicing the faith, they're sitting in Mass, I say thank you for your rosaries and your prayers, because especially those who are most in need of thy mercy, that would be me. And you guys prayed me back to the faith. And because I can guarantee you there was nobody practicing the Catholic faith in my immediate family or even my extended family. So it's you and all of the faith-based Catholics who are, you know, praying for others. You guys prayed me back. And I am so grateful for that. It wasn't me. I received your grace, my Kendra, graces from you.
I know that we have at least one regular, I mean, really, really regular listener who's involved in women's conference work. And if somebody wanted to reach out to you, what would be the best way to get in touch?
So you can go to my website. It's KendraVonEsch.com. So it's my name, KendraV as in Victor, O, N as in Nancy, ESH.com. And I have a contact page there. They can call me, they can email me, they can Facebook me, Twitter me, all of the social media me, all that stuff, all right there.
Well, bless you, bless you, bless you for helping us to start the next whatever segment of our work of evangelization. And this has been a wonderful journey story and the kind that we love to present. We try to nourish faith from A to Z, and you certainly helped with this today. So thank you so much for coming on Catholic Vitamins. We'll keep you in our prayers.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been an incredible time spent, and best to your ministry. Many, many blessings. It sounds like you're doing a fabulous job, and I'm grateful for being here. Thanks again for having me.
A través de nosotros
somos el cuerpo de Cristo.
God is revealed when we love one another.
We are the body of Christ.
al mundo a cumplir la misión de la iglesia.
Somos el cuerpo de Cristo,
bringing the light of God's mercy to others.
We are the body of Christ.
That music was sure upbeat, and I'll say a few words about that in a second. We had some feedback from Kendra Deer after I did the interview. She said, I'm so blessed to have met you and for your outreach to me. I am more than grateful for your time. My goodness, I kept you on the phone for an hour. We only recorded about 30 or 35 minutes, but...
You must have had a good time talking.
We did. Bless your heart, and I would love to be on your program again and help promote your ministry and mission anytime. In Christ, have a blessed and inspired day. Kendra Von Esch, thank you so much. Dear, that music that had a combination of Spanish and English in it is a familiar song that we sing sometimes in church. We are the body of Christ. It reminds me that I spoke to the Spanish prayer group last Friday evening. And I'm always a little concerned about speaking to them. I know many of them learn English or they know English. They're reluctant to speak it because they feel uncomfortable. But we had a wonderful meeting. I mean, just an absolutely wonderful meeting. And I played a CD from Andres Arango, a Spanish gentleman who spoke to the priest, deacon, seminary, and conference and retreat at Franciscan University. And he was a powerful speaker who spoke on evangelization. So I played, after talking for a couple minutes to introduce this, I played half the CD. We stopped it, talked about it, had good participation. Then I played the last half. Gosh, we just really had a good visit with our Spanish-speaking prayer group ministry, and I was honored that they invited me to come talk with them.
I was going to mention it's raining outside again.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
And you couldn't get the dog out a little while ago. But also, it is playing havoc with us trying to get our house painted.
We have had a painter on tap for, I think, 2 weeks, if I remember.
At least.
And every time we get about a day of drying out or so, it starts raining again.
Yeah, we don't have enough dry time in between.
I sent a text to him, you know, coming from a religious fellow. I think somebody put a hex on him. All right. Well, dear friends, we're nearing a wrap up on Catholic Vitamins. And part of what we do is we sort of tease for the upcoming show. And we also usually try to have a little giveaway to inspire your participation and continued listening to Catholic Vitamins. Let's do the giveaways, Dee.
All right, well, the giveaway, we have mentioned it before, we're still running it, is that Mother Angelica CD set. What's the exact title? I don't have it in my hand.
I don't remember right now either, but it's the life story done by Raymond Arroyo, and as we have said before, it is...
It's wonderful.
7 or 8 CDs long. It takes you from her beginnings, her childhood in Canton, Ohio, and you really have to listen to that beginning to know how... poor her childhood was in many respects. I mean, she had a father that left the family and a mother who was chronically unwell in different ways, and how she sort of ran off to join a convent. It's really a wonderful story, and it takes you into the beginnings of EWTN, and Raymond Arroyo, who narrates this on CDs, has a great way of mimicking, in a nice way, mimicking the voice of Mother Angelica and many of the other people who are told about in the story. So we've had requests already for this. This is going to be popular. So if you are interested, we're going to have a couple more weeks.
This is the last time I think I'm going to announce it. But you'll have for another week or so to get in your request.
All right. So a couple weeks maybe before we draw a name. And please let us know your contact information if we're not familiar with you.
And you also want to offer Liz my voice.
All right. Well, let me do this. During the interview with Kendra Von Esch, I said that the Catholic Vitamins would pick up the cost of one copy of Kendra's book, Am I Catholic? And after listening to her, if you have any doubt, but it's an interesting read about her story, and we want to do that as a gift to one of our listeners. Just send your request for either the Mother Angelica story or Am I Catholic by Kendra, and send that email request to catholicvitamins@gmail.com. If you happen to be in our local listening area in North Central Arizona and you do not have email, then you can just call our studio hotline, 928-363-4144. Leave your name and phone number, and we'll put your name in the basket the D starts up.
And the Scrabble, Vita Scrabble for next time. The vitamin will be what?
No, go. You're doing fine. Yeah.
The vitamin will be I.
Yes.
Ends in E. Only five letters.
You mean a vowel begins it and a vowel ends
yes,
it?
Yes. Really strange, but only five letters long. So
okay.
Starts with I, ends in E.
This one you should get. You should give us a present for giving you an easy one. But if you get this, we will try to follow through just as we're going to do for.
Or Jeremy for getting.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Huzzah. Always why they say huzzah.
Huzzah. Huzzah. Exciting. Thank you and blessings and all that. So, Dee, I think we're ready to wrap up. Anything else to cover?
No, except I was losing my voice there, and I'm still struggling with trying to figure out what is wrong with my voice and my throat. So that's an ongoing saga. We won't talk about that anymore this time.
Well, no, because we're taking the right Catholic vitamins for health. But you have been gone on medical appointments for a couple,
yes.
3 or 4 weeks. You've missed Bible study.
I know. I'm going through allergy testing right now.
All right.
Where that leads.
Blessings, dear folks. Keep us in your prayers. And we promise we pray for you.
Bye.
Finally, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And we'll see you next time on Catholic Vitamins.
Putting a stop to all discrimination.
We are the body of Christ.
Todas las razas que habitan la tierra.
Somos el cuerpo de Cristo.
All are invited to feast in the banquet.
We are the body of Christ. Abuse and relieving the hungry. We are the body of Christ.
Vamos al mundo a cuidar su rebaño.
Somos el cuerpo de Cristo.
Serving each other, we build up the kingdom.